All right. Well, it's an exciting time of year. This is one of the most exciting days in all of the college basketball season when you know your name is going to be called and the anticipation of it and seeing what happens and where you end up and who you play and that sort of thing. So we obviously feel honored to be invited and I'm particularly pleased for our team that they've been rewarded for their hard work and what I think has been a stellar performance thus far this season. And the great thing about the NCAA tournament is just the nature of upsets and the parity of teams and any team being able to beat another on any given day. And so for my money, it's the most exciting event going in terms of tournaments and sporting events. And as I said before, we really are feel privileged to be a part of it and look very forward to the challenges that this week will bring.
What do you know about George Washington?
Don't know a lot. I saw just a couple of minutes of their game casually watching against Rhode Island the other night. I know Carl Hobbs is a very well respected coach in amongst coaches. Have a very high regard for him and what he's done with that program I think everybody told the experts said this was going to be a rebuilding year for them and they're 23-8 and they've won 8 in a row and I can't believe there's, you know, a handful of teams probably that have won 8 in a row that are in the tournament right now. So we're obviously catching a team that's very hot. But I know they're extremely athletic. I could tell that in just the couple minutes that I saw on television. I think they like to press and trap and create turnovers and use their athleticism and their speed and quickness to do that. But again, that's the extent of my knowledge of them, and hopefully over the course of the next day or so, we'll have a chance to see a good bit of tape and figure out what we're actually up against.
Kevin, in coaching circles, would it be pretty generally accepted that the A-10 champion, whoever it would be, just given the nature of that league, is going to be a quality opponent?
Well, you certainly think that, yeah, that anybody coming out of that conference tournament would be a very worthy champion and more than capable. I mean, their team was 27-3 a year ago, so they obviously know how to win. They're doing a lot of things right in that program, and that's what I said. I have a lot of respect for what he's been able to do in a relatively short period of time with that basketball program. I mean, there are just guys that are just generally well respected all throughout the coaching profession by coaches, not by the media necessarily, not by fans. I'm talking about the people that I think that know the best, and that's the coaches know who the best coaches are, and I think he's regarded as one of the best guys out there, and that's saying a lot because there are some outstanding coaches, but I think that he has generated a ton of respect amongst his peers, me being one of those, for what he's been able to do.
Yeah, is the number 6 seed, I guess, mathematically speaking, somebody thinks that y'all are one of the top 24 teams in the country? I mean, how did you feel about that season?
Well, I think that's a great reflection on our team's performance over the course of this season. And I think it's something that we're proud of and that we don't take for granted. But regardless of what seed you get, it doesn't guarantee you any sort of success. I think I certainly think it's recognition of our team's performance throughout the course of this season. I think it's something that our team can be proud of, but it sort of ends there, and now we have to play a team that's obviously an outstanding team and somebody that's very capable, and seating won't matter once the refs throw the ball up in the air on Thursday.
You mentioned the anticipation, knowing you're going to be selected. Was there ever a doubt in your mind you would be on the board?
No, not. I mean, I guess if you want to go back to November, yeah, I had quite a few doubts, but there. Not if you're talking about here in the last few days or in the last week or something like that. No, I've not had any doubts about us making the tournament. I probably haven't had any for the last month of the conference season. I thought when we turned the corner at 5-3 and we had played, in my estimation, the most difficult half first of our conference schedule, I thought we were in pretty good shape. I felt like when we beat Florida at home, it probably all but ensured it. And then when we beat Kentucky at home, I thought that was sort of what nailed it down. And then obviously another road win at South Carolina, I thought just put us in a really good position.
Coach, are you surprised with what's transpired with your team and around the country over the last week or so, the fact that you were able to get such a high seed?
No, I'm not. I'm not surprised at our seed at all. I think that a lot of times the media generates this, but I think that I certainly am susceptible to it also. Is okay, you lose a game or two at the end, and particularly a game or two that people deem that you shouldn't lose or something like that, then all of a sudden you wonder if your seed is in a free fall, and I think the committee, I give them a lot of credit because it's their job to take the entire picture and the entire job and performance of all teams and measure them, and I feel like that our seed is very representative of our entire performance, not our performance of the last week or the first 2 weeks of the season, but our performance from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. And I don't know, I think I was told we had 6 victories over top 25 teams, and maybe there was one other school in the country that had that many, and that was UCLA. That matters. That matters when you're able to do that. We performed admirably on the road, I thought. I don't know that we were great on the road, but I thought we were very solid. So they couldn't use that, I just thought our team was solid all season, and we had some rough spots at the beginning, but I thought once we got those ironed out, we were a pretty solid team for the better part of the entire season.
Can I get the players to talk a little bit about how they feel about starting over? And Shane, if you don't mind, that's about as down as I've seen you after that last shot, and I think you'd like the ball one more time and another chance, wouldn't you?
Well, definitely. Anytime you have opportunity to play in postseason play is definitely an honor. Something that we definitely look forward to. Like you said, it's a chance to start over and you're 0-0. And, we just feel great about having that opportunity to get out there and play with each other again.
Yeah, just saying repeating some of what Shane said, everything was pretty, up until this point, has been preliminary, and this is right now what we've worked for all season long, and it was a tough outing out in Atlanta, but it's behind us now, and we still have a chance to do some special things throughout the rest of the course of the postseason.
Dan, how do you feel about playing somebody you know nothing about?
Well, hopefully that'll change over the next couple of days. Hopefully we'll learn a lot more about them. But that's why this part of the season is fun. It's because you don't know who you're going to play, and you sit there on selection Sunday, and you got hold hands, and you kind of hope for the best. And we were lucky enough today to be given a really good seed and a real exciting opportunity to play some more basketball.
Derek, you've talked all season about how excited you guys are. The folks are just getting to the dance. Well, let's talk about the excitement today of watching that on TV and seeing your name, seeing your team announced.
I can't even describe my excitement. You know, that was, you know, on an individual level, that was my first time ever, hearing my team's name being called. And, you know, I was just so excited and happy for the coaching staff, my teammates, you know, and everybody surrounding the program. It's a feeling that you definitely can't describe, but, you know, this is not where it ends. You know, our name got called and we still have some business left to finish.
Dan, you said several times this year that not getting back to this point today was unacceptable, or whatever word you used for you and the guys in the program who've been there before. What was the feeling for you today, just to get back there and not end it, just having that one run as your freshman year and getting back today?
Well, anytime you come into college, you don't want to think that you peaked, your freshman year. You'd like to think that you've got a lot more to look forward to and accomplish, and we got a six seed my freshman year, and to be right back in the same, driving seat as a six, it's real exciting. I couldn't imagine doing it with a better group of guys. And like I said, it's just another opportunity for me to step out on the court with, the greatest teammates there are and greatest coaches there are. And, we're excited. We're looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll be able to perform well.
Coach, tell us about your last time coaching the tournament in Sacramento. Got a pretty good story about that?
Well, certainly one of my all-time coaching highlights. I was at Illinois State and went out there and we played Tennessee in the first round in the 8-9 game, and it was a terrific game, very close all the way throughout, and they hit a shot with, I believe it was 17 seconds to play to go up one. And much like we did down in Atlanta, we didn't call timeout. We got the ball out of bounds. We threw it in and we brought it up to court. And just like we did the other day, we got the ball in the hands of our best player. And he started to create something, and they sort of ran two guys at him, so he pitched it to the open teammate that the first open teammate that he saw, which is sort of our, it's one of our offensive mottos or philosophies. You know, you just pass it to the first, if you hit the first open guy. And I was right on line with the guy that he threw the ball to, who had a lane to the basket, and I thought he was going to dribble it in and lay it up. And he took one dribble to the basket, and Dan Muller, my assistant coach, was then standing underneath the basket all alone, and he flipped it to him, and he laid the ball in the goal with about 3 seconds to play, and put us up one. And I'll always remember, Dan was one of the smartest and toughest guys that I ever coached. And as soon as he made the shot, I had three guys jump up like this out on the court. He wasn't one of them. He snapped his neck around to see the clock and saw that there were 3 seconds left. Tennessee inbounded the ball. They threw it up the sideline, and a kid got off a shot from about just on the other side of the old 28-foot line where the hash mark used to be. And as he went to shoot it, a guy went flying by him. And the guy was Dan Muller, who distracted the shot and caused him to miss, and we won the game by a point. So I've been to Sacramento before, and it was the first game was a good one. The flip side to that story was we had to play Arizona in the next game, and they were the defending national champions, and with 17 minutes to go, the score was tied, they called timeout, and we ended up losing by about 25 or 30. But that's a part of the story I'd like to forget.
Did that pretty well ensure Dan's spot on your staff?
You know, Dan was a two-time academic All-American. He was two-time Defensive Player of the Year. He still holds about 7 or 8 records at Illinois State. And he was a great player and a better guy, and just that shot didn't ensure it, but the kind of human being that he was and the kind of competitor that he was probably did.
Kevin, if I see it right, you're playing a team from D.C., Rick's playing a team from D.C., and if I read the brackets, you ought to beat Belmont in the Sweet 16.
That would be, I'm sure Rick and I would be very happy about that, and and I'm certainly happy for Rick and their program. What a great achievement for them to get back the second year in a row, I'm sure like we did, they'll find Georgetown to be a pretty formidable opponent.
Coach Sherrod talked a second ago about the fact that this is his first NCAA tournament. As a coach, as his coach, is there some added significance of being able to see him finally get an opportunity to play in the state tournament?
Well, I'm happy for Derek, and obviously we wouldn't all be sitting up here tonight if it weren't for Derek's performance this year and the player of the year honor that he got was very well deserved but it's Shane's first time too and we wouldn't be sitting here without Shane, and even though Dan's been there before, it's been a special thing for a lot of guys, but I'm particularly happy for our three seniors, despite the fact that Dan and Ted have been there before. I'm really happy for these guys and appreciative of them, because we wouldn't have achieved anything close to the kind of season we've had if it weren't for the play of those three guys.
Shane, is this a point of the year where you kind of represent the SEC and you watch the others, you try to prove how strong the conference is?
I don't know. We try to prove how tough our conference is. A lot of times coaches say, we got to go out there and focus on us. And that's just what we have to do. In practice and games, we got to get out there and just make sure that we're doing whatever we can to bring success to our team, to this program, and just do the best we can. And hopefully when all the chips fall, the SEC looks good.
Kevin, GW is this kind of pressing, trapping team you mentioned. How does that both for you guys? How does that match up against you?
Well, I suppose, and I'll know a little bit more about that maybe later this evening or tomorrow. But from what you read and everything, their deal is creating turnovers, so we'll have to be very prepared to take care of the ball and try to get it moved and get it to the open spots on the floor. And it's something at times we've been pretty. We've been pretty adept at. At times we've been a hard team to press and a hard team to turn over. So we certainly need to be that team on Thursday, though. We need to take great care of the ball and get it moving and get it to the open guys. And if we can get these three guys up here sitting beside me, if we can get them open looks at the basket, then that will magnify our chances, I think. But it might be a test of wills and a battle of styles. I don't know. Again, I'm not familiar enough at this point to be able to talk with any expertise on how they play or how that might affect how we play or anything like that. But I do know they're very good at creating turnovers, and so job one certainly appears to be to take care of the ball.
Let's just take one more question in this format, and we'll break down to one-on-one for about 30 minutes or so.
Of course, Kevin, taking care of the basketball. We talked about y'all have done a pretty good job of that. Places a lot of importance on your point guards, obviously. Just talk about the job that Britt and Jermaine have done.
Well, I think, we can sit up here and attribute our successes to a lot of different things, but our team has played its best when those two guys have played well. But I think when those two play well, it's easier for Derek and Shane and Dan and the others to do what they need to do. Red has had a great year in terms of taking care of the basketball. Jermaine has done well, but he's had more turnovers per minute certainly than Red has. But it'll be critical that all of us take care of the ball, because again, I know just from the couple of minutes that I casually watched of the A-10 championship game, George Washington is very, very, very athletic, very fast and very athletic. So we'll have to take care of the basketball, all of us will, not just the point guards, but it'll start with them. And we'll have to do a good job of taking care of the ball and coming up with quality shots. And hopefully that's what we'll do.
Thanks a lot.